All right, this is my go at the gaming questionnaire. So the first question is about first gaming system and the first game you played. And I realized that this is like massively lame, but I can think of two answers that are sort of accurate. The first would be a Game Boy Color, which I got when I was probably like, I want to say like 9 or 10, no, maybe even a little bit older than that. And the first game I got was Pokemon Yellow, and my brother got Pokemon Red, and the sheer quantity of rage involved with realizing that I could only have Pikachu, and he could have Pikachu and also pick a starter Pokemon. But later on, of course, you realize that you can get the starters in Yellow. It was very, there were a lot of feelings associated with that, and I remember pouring just epic amounts of time into playing for the first time because it was, it was this totally new thing, this idea of a video game, so it was very exciting. And then a few years later, and this was well after it came out, my parents picked up a PlayStation 2 and technically gave it to my dad for Christmas so that my brother and I couldn't, like, try to try to lay claim to it as one of ours. And the first game they got for it was a Wheel of Fortune game. And we played that as a family, like every day for 2 months. I have every answer in that game pretty much memorized at this point. So if anyone ever wants to go head to head with PlayStation 2 Wheel of Fortune, I'll wreck your ass. Like just throwing it out there. As far as in games where you can character select, I tend to pick one or two things. I either play as like aesthetically pleasing guys, or I'll play as a female character, and she may be pretty, but I'll always make sure that she's got like the worst case of bitch face you've ever seen. For some reason, I really like making my female characters have just these horrible, like, red eyes and like scowly, scarred faces, and just like, they might be pretty, but for example, I want to say Final Fantasy 14 character looked kind of like Charlize Theron in the face, but her eyes were bright red and she looked like she's gonna fuck up your day. So, that's kind of what I tend to go with. And when it that kind of ties in with the adding detail into the looks. I tend to, like I said, give the women the chronic bitch face, and then I also like to pick the least annoying voice, so normally for me that's the lower register voices. Which is funny because in person that's not necessarily true, but in a video game for some reason the really high register voices drive me nuts. And I tend to give them like very androgynous features, generally speaking. I guess that's what I like to look at. For gaming systems I own now, between my roommate and I, all of the things, quite literally. He tends to collect them, and I play on them when I get bored. So, yeah, we pretty much have everything. Not to say even touch most of it. I tend to PC master race it up. So, that's pretty much what I go with. The last game I think I played on anything else would have been, I haven't even touched Destiny on the PS4. I know we have it. I've touched probably most recently on the PS3. Would have been The Last of Us, and before that, Beyond Two Souls. We have a Wii U as well, and I know that I should be playing like a ton more Smash than I do, but I've been kind of fail at gaming recently. Not only do I prefer multiplayer, I almost won't play single player games. That's not to say I'll never do it. In fact, pretty much my favorite game of all time is a single player game, but if I'm gonna play a single player game, it has to be massively plot driven and heavy in ambiance, because most of what I'm looking for in a game is that sort of like social interaction. I am sort of an extrovert, and I like having that in day-to-day life. And so getting it in games, getting social interaction in games is important to me. So I tend to play multiplayer. In terms of video game characters, I see myself as, I don't know. I always t There's not any one character I can really think of that I'm like, yeah, that's me. I've been told that in person, especially with like my normal hair color, I kind of resemble Elizabeth from the BioShock games, which is flattering, but I think personality-wise, she's a much more sympathetic character than I probably am. I tend to identify in terms of like classes, I tend to really like playing a summoner or necromancer classes or like the minion mastery type of thing. But for specific characters, like unfortunately, female characters seem to be either for the most part the ones I've encountered are sort of like damsels to be saved or uber bitches. So that you know it there's I don't feel like there's a huge amount of variety there. And then when it comes to male characters, there's more, I suppose, but I have never really thought about it, I guess. Sorry for the wandering answer. If I could only have one console or handheld for the rest of my life, probably my 3DS, because between a DS game that I still play, The World Ends With You, and some good old-fashioned like Rune Factory, Harvest Moon type stuff, and Bravely Default, and a few other games. I'm pretty addicted to that in terms of handhelds. This is assuming, of course, that I'm not including my computer because my computer is my baby and it comes before all other things. For favorite hero or villain from a video game, my favorite villain, and I really have to be careful about this because I don't want to spoil anyone, but Andrew Ryan from the BioShock games, like I am straight up obsessed. When I played that game, when I got to the cutscene, and you know exactly which cutscene I'm talking about, I was pretty much speechless. I was like screaming at the computer in joy because I didn't expect that level of epicness from a game. So on that front, for villain, just because, I mean, I guess it wasn't even Andrew Ryan, but I'm obsessed with the guy now. Just the uber capitalism thing and everything is great. For a hero, I tend to feel sort of bad for the really downtrodden ones. So probably the father in Heavy Rain. Like I don't know if he's my favorite, but when I think of like sympathetic heroes or people I feel really bad for, he would be the one. For just like fuck off, I'm awesome heroes, I tend to like the Final Fantasy characters, like Tidus or whatever his name is such an ass in that game, but I don't know, I kind of have fun with it. Again, rambling. And most hated. Oh, who do I just really hate? This is really random, and it's not an individual person, but there was, for a time in Smite, a Bastet skin that had the most weird water ripply boobs that I've ever seen in my life. Like the physics, I don't know what they were using for the physics engine for those things, but like they were straight up terrifying. They had been so epically messed with that they no longer even rippled like boobs. Like they were terrifying and it upset me greatly to even see her played with for as long as that was the case. For people I just hate more generally, I can't think of any, but I was reminded of other people I love. So GLaDOS, I really love GLaDOS. In terms of loved villains, I could talk about this all day. So I'm gonna go ahead and jump to the next one. Sex, nudity, and video games. I'm down with it. The problem I have is when it's a game where you're trying to like catch them all, because I tend to play everything as though it's Pokemon, which, you know, trace that back to my gaming origins, if you will, but it kind of drives me nuts when I'm trying to, like, bang every NPC. It's a little bit frustrating. So I'm okay with it, but I almost wish it was in a more of a normalized way and not in, like, this very strange, skewed body perspective, bang all of the females or males, depending on your gender. Sort of odd, overly sexualized, I think I already said that, which is funny, because I'm a massively over-sexualized person, but in video games, I almost wish they would normalize it a little bit more. I think they did a decent job of doing that, or at least trying to, in Beyond Two Souls, is a good example of that. But in a lot of games, like, I think I'm thinking of The Witcher 2, or maybe it was something else, I'm sorry, I really have played a lot, and have a shit memory. But there's one where you literally collect trading cards for each chick that you bang. That was frustrating for me. My favorite genre... That's hard. Probably... I don't like shooters traditionally, but my favorite games are, like, horror or horror-esque first-person shooter-type games. So Silent Hill 2 or Bioshock, because in case you haven't gathered, that's pretty much my favorite thing of all time in the history of the world. I just really enjoy that sort of perspective. When I'm playing with other people, I prefer to play MOBAs or co-op style games. I don't like it if it's like a free-for-all. I'd like to have a team, and provided it's a team that works well together and we don't have like a sort of like sketchy leadership dynamic or an asshole, that's also a favorite. And yeah, so my favorite games in the genre, the first genre would be Bioshock and Silent Hill 2, and then my favorite games for group play, if we're talking MOBAs, Smite, if we're talking like shooters, probably Killing Floor, but that's a little bit harder. I mean, I play a lot of Payday as well, so Payday 2, so I let someone go down on me while I'm gaming. People going down on me makes me kind of squinky, like I totally am. It feels amazing. I'm not going to complain about it, but it does make me squirm like crazy. So it'd be a really good way to, I guess, make sure I lost a lot. Because I'd be squirming away. But yes, I would. And I also really like the idea of going down on someone else while they're gaming and seeing if I can mess them up. So yeah, that's definitely something I've thought about before. Favorite all-time video game, I feel like a broken record, Bioshock. The worst game that I've ever played. Oh, that's tough. I like to try to find the merits in everything. That said, the PC ported over version of Alice Return to Madness infuriates me because it is a good game and because I want to be able to play it and because it is so poorly optimized for PC that it's literally unplayable. Now, if we're talking about games in their original form being played as they were supposed to be played, when I was younger, I hated Symant because I couldn't figure out what you were supposed to do and it didn't have, the version we had didn't have any instructions. And I was clearly not a very inventive child. There was a Harry Potter-themed game that was made for PlayStation when we got the PlayStation 2 that we had, and that was also very bad. In terms of other games that I love that are for other systems, Heroes of Might and Magic Quest for the Dragonbone Staff. It was a weird game to be obsessed with. It was kind of a strategy, sort of board-based game, and weird. But I loved that game, and... Yeah, I went a little bit nuts playing that. I tend to fixate on games for a while and sort of, like, fall off. And Final Fantasy X, I was also absolutely obsessed with. It's the game I've have invested probably the most time in that isn't, like, a co-op a game. So a game that has a plot and an ending, probably Final Fantasy X has the most time in it. Have I ever fantasized about a game character? I've fantasized about, like, yeah, having superpowers and throwing fireballs and shit, and going on exciting adventures. But in terms of, like, sexually, I mean, I might have had some sort of weird and inappropriate Sephiroth thoughts back in the day, because, you know, at the time, a guy with super long, pretty silver hair, not the most common thing to see ever, and... Like I said, I do dig the androgyny, so, yeah, probably that would be my example there. I tend to appreciate them aesthetically a lot. It just, you know, if I'm thinking about myself inserted into a video game, I'm probably thinking about, like, you know, doing badass shit and fighting. that's the context. My guilty pleasure game. Most of them, I probably wouldn't confess to a lot of the things I play. I still play Pokemon games. I put a ton of time into Pokemon X, which I was very much sort of hiding from people because I realize how lame that is given my age, but I just really wanted to play the shit out of it. It was, you know, a Pokemon game, and I love those damn things. Also, the Harvest Moons are probably a pretty guilty pleasure. And here I was earlier talking about games and people being naked and having an issue with that, but in Harvest Moon I really do play the Gotta Catch 'Em All game with trying to make all of the townspeople fall in love with me. I guess I just get weird if it's like I'm banging them all. It feels sort of weird. Other than that, I put way too much time into some of the, like, really cheap 99-cent Steam games that I've picked up. Probably the biggest example of that, and I don't have a good reason for this, is Unholy Heights. I don't know why I've put as much time into it as I have, but for some reason I just really felt the need to build up my Devil Hotel. So that happened. The moment I knew gaming would be a long-term hobby, oh man... Seriously, from getting that Game Boy and my brother getting a Game Boy and realizing that we were going to be in a race to the finish for Pokemon, which happened again with every other Pokemon game we ever played, including up to X and he had Y. So, yeah, it's pretty much been love from day one of video games. They were pretty much banned in my household until that happened. And everyone at that time already had Game Boy Colors. And, like, we're talking, like, I got these a couple years after they came out. So it was such a taboo thing that I think my parents ensured that I would be super into it. So I believe video games corrupt youths and their minds. I think that's a really loaded question. In terms of influences, there are all kinds of places to get bad influences from. I don't really think video games should be the first place you turn to as a problem. That said, I would argue that there are long-term attentional issues that come from excessive video game play, so from people getting, I would argue, overstimulated by video games for several hours at a time per day. I personally limit myself, and I was very limited as a child, and I think that that is beneficial. I've noticed, both colloquially and in terms of professional publications, I've definitely helped out with a couple of things, and I've also, of course, I've buried myself pretty heavily in the literature, just because I tend to do that when I'm curious about something, and there is definitely some weight to the idea that... reliance on pretty much anything that is extremely engaging and stimulating, like a video game where you are being stimulated on multiple levels all the time, and it's very much bright colors coming at you, and staring at a screen as well, kind of ensures that you're going to have a hard time focusing on things that are less stimulating. And that's a concern, because, let's be real, like, if work was video games all day for all of us, that'd be one thing, but it normally isn't. So I do think that it has negative impacts, but I don't think that they are necessary to video gaming, and I also don't think that they are necessarily something like, I played GTA 5 and now I want to kill people. That's not really That's not really supported by evidence as far as we can. I mean, of course, you can't really say anything for sure in science, but at least as far as what we know, that's not really something that's backed up. Would I game under the influence? Yeah. Drunk Smite is my jam. Like, I will play Smite wasted. And normally I am not good. Well, that's not true. So I get worse at at my abilities, but normally I'm shit about remembering to auto-attack. And when I'm drunk, I'm like an auto-attacking pro. So I've always surprised myself with how well I do considering the drunkenness levels. I don't drink often at all. I drink maybe like once every 2 weeks to once a month. So it's not like it's a consistent thing, but when it's happened, it's been fun. The sexiest game character. I mean, Sephiroth. Like, if we're gonna go back to, like, the only game character I can think of that I, like, actively sexually fantasized about. You know, like, he had it all. He was bad. He had the androgynous thing going on. He had a super sweet trench coat and badass weaponry. Like, I don't really think anyone's gonna challenge me on that one. How long have I been playing? Okay, so I'm guesstimating here, but if we're thinking it started around, like, I want to say 10, but it could have been as early as 8, so we're looking at, like, 16 to 18 years up to, like, today. And the longest session would be a couple of Civ LAN parties I've had that have lasted, like, 18 hours or so, and at that point, I could keep playing, but, you know, I've got a lot of rage and probably time to, like, get up and cook things and do things. I didn't grow up playing games for long periods of time, so when people want to do it, I just kind of, I nope out after a while. Would I ever have a partner dress up as a game character? I'd be totally down for trying that. I always think that things like roleplay are fun. But it's not something that I would be like, baby, like, please do this for me. It's not one of the fantasies I've thought about before. I mean, now that this survey exists and I'm recording it and I'm thinking about it and I'm going to listen to other people record it, I'm probably going to wind up doing this. And you guys can all feel really guilty when in 6 months' time I make some poor bastard dress up as, what would be actually reasonable for me, but still terrible? Oh. I was just kind of fixated on the little bitty black mage from Final Fantasy IX. So, you know, I could make someone put on their wizard cap and robe. That would be it for me. What game have I clocked most hours into? For games with an ending, Final Fantasy X. For games without an ending, at this point, probably Smite. But I did just pick up LOL again, so it could wind up being League. We'll see. But probably Smite as of now. What arcade machine did I drop the most money into? I used to be in band, and so a percussionist, actually. So we used to kind of as like a tempo keeping challenge. It's not even an arcade game, but literally the one where the light would spin around and you try to hit the button to stop it in a certain spot, because it was kind of a challenge to, you could establish a beat, and then of course it was designed to not perfectly land on a beat. It was designed to flicker a little bit oddly. So trying to, like, beat that machine, which I eventually got really good at. I'm pretty sure I've lost that skill. But in terms of, like, actual arcade gaming, I really was not so much laser tag, guys. If I was going to go in, it was going to be, like, the full-on immersive experience, not an arcade game. Minecraft every day? Shit, I wasn't even thinking of Minecraft as a game. This is why I should read through these first. Yeah, Minecraft would be the most hours sunk into any game ever. Yes, Minecraft every day. The only problem with that is when I start playing Minecraft, I kind of enter into this place where where now I'm going to be playing Minecraft every day for all day for the rest of my life. And like 2 to 3 weeks later, I come out of this coma and I resume daily function again. only to go back into Minecraft mode, you know, when someone reminds me of it in a couple months. Do I follow walkthroughs or play on my own? It depends. If I can avoid the walkthrough, I will, but if I'm fighting something and there's clearly, like, I'm supposed to be figuring out a type weakness or something and I just don't, like, have the patience, I'm not into the game enough to really invest the time to do that myself, I'll go look it up. But I don't do a full walkthrough. I'll just look up, like, if I need to know, okay, I'm totally stuck here, I'll go look that up. The most important trait of a game you play, if it's with other people, it's the atmosphere of the game, so it's whether or not other people are cunts, sorry. But that's the reason why I was playing Smite pretty aggressively, is because of the MOBAs, it's definitely, like, the friendliest crowd. I won't go near Dota or Dota 2, I'm sorry, I can't deal with the way people are. And people in LoL are meaner, I guess, but it's not as bad as Dota, so I'm sort of trying to see if I can handle that. For first-person games, ambiance. After I tried Bioshock and had that sort of full-on immersive experience, and don't get me wrong, I literally wandered around in Bioshock with, like, the cloaking stuff so that unless I attack something, you know, they really couldn't see me, provided I stayed still. And I just listened to the audio and looked at the details all over for hours, like the attention to creating a world there hooked me, and it will hook me in any game that does that pretty much since then. So I mean, I have so many games on the list now too that similarly devote attention to ambiance and to plot. I have to revisit the Metal Gear games because early on I had an ex that was like super into them and kind of killed it for me, and I have to play more Fallout, because that's kind of I didn't get on that train back when, and now I'm getting on it, and I'm getting on it a big way. So, ambiance. Scariest, creepiest gaming moment? I really like horror, so for me, Silent Hill 2 was overarchingly, like, a massive, awesome, scary experience. That said, I cannot play Amnesia. It's so funny, because I love horror. I love it. Like, I can't get enough of it. But, like, 15 minutes to Amnesia, and I pretty much just, like, nope right the fuck out. Like, it's over. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I'm having a full-on, like, and, you know, this is, like, I've set the lights in the room to maximum. Like, the lights in the game are maximum. There's not a good reason for my current level of panic, but it's totally happening. But I live for that feeling, so I'm going through Amnesia, like, 10 minutes at a time currently. And that's a long-term project, because then I'll not be able to play it for, like, days. Have I ever been to a gaming convention? I went to a mixed convention when I was in high school, and I had a really bad experience because I dressed up. Like, I thought it would be fun, so a group of friends and I dressed up as Final Fantasy VII characters at the time, and I just got, like, I got groped, and I got, like, inappropriately just, like, ugh. And while I'm totally down with, like, someone I know doing that, just having, like, random people feel like that was okay, I know that seems funny given that I post audio porn, but that's kind of like, you know, I'm making a consenting choice there, and you know, it kind of gets me hot to think about people listening. You know, that's a little bit different from my little bitty, like, teenage self, like, barely post-pubescent self, sort of shy about, you know, new bits, and then having people just feel like they could just touch them was not okay. So I haven't been back. Like, I know that I should give it another shot, but I just, like, a little bit of a hesitation there nowadays. Though I hope that people are now better behaved, and I certainly would be a little bit more aggressive now that I've settled in and I'm no longer my little bitty antsy teenage self. Controller, keyboard, mouse. Keyboard and mouse. Come on, my mouse has got, like, 11 buttons on it, which isn't even, like, I've had a better mouse in the past. This is kind of a ghetto mouse for in-between fancy mouses. But, yeah, definitely keyboard and a mouse. Would I ever let wear or let my Esso wear my headset and let other players hear the moans. So I'm guessing you mean if someone was going down on me or I was going down on my Esso and they had a headset on, would I let other players hear the moans? Oh, fuck yes. I've actually, so not quite the same, but normally when I'm playing just with friends, too, like, if we're in a main chat and it's not a game where we'll get banned for it, I'll just start making allusions to the fact that we're currently having sex. We're probably not currently having sex. I just think it's hilarious to see how people respond to that shit. Call it social experimentation. But, as far as, like, if wearing a headset, definitely, though probably not with people I knew. Like, if it was, like, a TeamSpeak game, and it wasn't, like, with one of my guilds or anything, then totally. If it was with people I knew, then I'd probably be a little bit more squinked out. Which iteration of Lara Croft was my favorite? I've seen them. I have, but I haven't, like, stared at them enough to have an opinion. I have a little bit of a fixation on Angelina Jolie, but I know you don't mean the movie one. So, I kind of like, I feel like there was one that had sort of like, I think it was a newish one, had sort of like short hair, and I liked that as an idea, though I honestly haven't had the chance to really play it. Like, actually short hair, not hair that's like up. Oh, I'm failing at this question. Clearly, I don't know enough about games. Sorry, guys. And finally, if I could live in any video game universe, probably one of the Final Fantasy universes or Guild Wars. Oh, shit. Guild Wars. Okay. Time logged in a game all time for co-op, like multiplayer games, Guild Wars. I don't even think about it anymore because, well, because then I got Guild Wars 2, and I was horrifically disappointed, and I don't like to think about Guild Wars because of how much it upsets me that Guild Wars 2 blew so hard. I would probably want to live in the Guild Wars universe or in the Final Fantasy universe if we're talking about, like, just, like, having badass powers and doing badass shit. For plot, I realize it'd be a fucked time to live in, but I really would want to live in one of the Bioshock universes, or at least spend some time there, just because it's just so, so well fleshed out, and the parts that weren't, you know, like in games when you sometimes can't go through a door or whatever, which was relatively rare in that game, but still, you know, directional play, you can't go everywhere, you know, the places I wanted to wander into were, like, seeing their prime. I got real nerdy about it, so probably that one. All right, I've totally failed at this questionnaire and remembered shit as I went along, so massive apologies for that. I also definitely didn't take the extra bonus point challenge because I am a little bit worn out. I posted another recording that I did on the same day I'm doing this. And also, video games is serious business, guys. I wanted to actually be able to devote my mind to it. And considering how poorly I did with full mental attention, you can imagine how badly this would have gone if I tried to get off while I was doing it. So anyways, I don't know that anyone wants to hear this. If I post it, it's probably going to be after some serious internal debate as to who the hell wants to hear this. But I'll probably wind up putting it up. And I don't know, hopefully other people have had similar experiences or can recommend to me other games that they think would work for me. I love to talk about that stuff, so definitely hit me up about it. All right. Yeah. It's quite enough of that, I'm sure, so. Have a good day. God wild audio, people.